Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got one more swing at taking him down with the baseball card World Series game.
He is, when do you want to do that?
Well, I was going to ask you, when are we going to do it? I think it's got to be probably...
Hoff's got to help us out here.
Hour maybe?
Hoff, what do we have lined up here? We have Costos at 1240, right?
Yeah, do you want to do like 1220 or 120 is a pick? Can't do that.
No, okay.
No, not a 120 for sure.
So let's do 1220, the baseball card game.
Okay? Right, pop that in there.
So almost a little under an hour from now, we'll play our final baseball. We've been a while.
It has been.
Have we even done it? Yeah, maybe we've done a couple since the last World Series, which was last February, I think.
Remember when I lost the first one and I threw my pad and I broke my iPad? It's still broken.
You broke your little keyboard.
look at this guy. It's missing 6 buttons. And I still have to, like, that be extra, like, you know, really perfect as I hit the button for it to register. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Even though the second World Series, baseball card World Series, went 7,
yeah.
It was not as drama-filled as the first one. The first one was an intense back-and-forth, grueling series, game 7.
Yeah.
I think we
went back-to-back. Wait, didn't I jump out 2-zip? I jumped out 2-zip, I think, in both.
Yeah, because usually you'll pick the earlier years. And you win those years, and then as we get toward the later years,
I start to fizzle out. Because I'm 5-6 years older than you, and when you were still doing cards, I'm like, oh, there's girls,
right? I think you own
the stuff.
You own 84 and 85
and 83. Well, anything before 84,
I don't know if we really did much of 83. That's why I left that one
you
out.
Know, now that I don't think we ever did 83.
You might have done one with Booney. Oh no, actually, he might have picked 84 when he was. Anyway, you're better with like 85 and. Before.
Yeah.
86, we kind of crossed paths.
I think I'm still really good in 86.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But 87 is where I start to hand that baton
okay,
to you.
So, right.
Bit.
So, 86.
88, I'm cooked.
86 is the one. I think between 86 and 87, those are the years that it could go either way. Usually, I'll win the later rounds. Usually, you'll win the earlier ones. And that's how we always end up with.
Yes, because you start getting to those like 88s. I don't know exactly if this matches what I think in my mind. But like, all right, hey, this week in baseball, all I can see is like, you know, Dave Parker as a Pirate. And really, for me, more as a Cincinnati Red. Oh, but then we do a year. Oh, geez, that's right. He was on the A's for a minute or two. Or Chili Davis, I think of with, I'm just throwing out random names, like certain teams that you associate to your wheelhouse childhood, you know, watching this week in baseball, watching the Yankees, watching the Mets, knowing every player in the league, basically waking up. I used to love waking up on a Sunday, and I would beat my dad to it. I would go and get the Daily News to me now is utterly useless. It's not even worth buying or looking at. But back then, I would walk out on the stoop, and I would get it, and because it's all pre-digital stuff, they would actually have every single Sunday, every player in baseball from Rod Carew hitting 347 to I don't know, some scrub on the Yanks or the Mets, some like back usually on the Mets at that point, hitting like 179. And even with the Yankees, I would be like, oh, there's Alvaro Espinosa. All right, sitting 209. Like, I would just look for the Yankee. Oh, there's Butch Weinicker. Oh, there's Matt Noakes. Well, whatever the names might be. So, but then you get to a point and the names blur a little bit because they start jumping around the league, and that's where you usually take me down.
BT and Sal on the Fans. We'll do that coming up 1220, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to some of the calls here. G-Stack calling from Monmouth County. What's up, G-Stack?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Second time, long time. I wish I'd called a little more now that the show's over and whatnot. But I called earlier in football season and said Dable had lost the locker room. He needed to be fired, and he was. Mary called a little while ago from Florida, right? And she said she was there in 86. I was in diapers in 86. And my fear as a Met fan is I'm going to be back in diapers, if I'm lucky, the next time that happens.
That's funny. There you go.
That right? is a great line.
But on a serious note, like, you guys, you're just touching on the personal stuff with Sal and stuff. Like, I want to sit down with my dad and see a World Series victory before he dies. I got tons of friends like that. I got friends who've lost their fathers. Like, we're at the age, I'm 39, Sal, you're 4 or 5 years older than me. Mm-hmm. We're at the age now where every time you put social media on here, look at something, you know, someone else's parent has died. Stearns doesn't seem to understand or care about the emotional connection to the sport.
He's not supposed to.
Real fans do.
He's not supposed to.
I get that, but here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without that, you don't have a business. He wants to run it like a business, that's fine. It is a business. But I'm telling you, if you don't care about the fans, you don't care about the emotional connection on it, you're not going to have a successful business.
G-Stack, let me ask this. I get it. I feel you. I don't totally agree, but trust me, I feel you. Your dad's still alive. You want to get that vision and that celebration. How old are you? I want to make a point here. How old are you?
I'll be 40 in February.
All right, a little bit younger than that. I was going to say, what's the first Mets team you really, truly remember watching?
Oh, God. I mean.
Give me a rough year.
I mean, one of my. What year?
Yeah, a rough year.
Days, Dave Magadan.
Okay. All right, so I got you. Like, to me, okay, do you have a real connection? And thanks for the call, G. Do you have a real connection to Dave Magadan? I'm going to answer it for you. The answer is no. Do you have a connection to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you're old enough, Keith and Gary and Daryl and Doc and all that, and Jesse and McDowell and Mookie and all that. Yeah, you do, because they won. So I get it. When you talk about that connection to players, sure. We all had connections. Like, there's younger Knick fans than me who have a real intense connection to Carmelo. I don't. Pat was my guy. Pat was Sal's guy. There are certain Knick fans who have an intense connection to Morberry, who won nothing here. But, you know, so we understand that connection and that correlation. yes, it is a business, but you don't run a business based on emotion. Not that you don't calculate decisions on some level based on emotion, but you can't let them drive the decision.
Yeah, what I don't understand is how fans can, and it's not all fans, it's just some fans, why fans would rather have that connection with players instead of building a winning team. And I guess the argument will be, well, we want Pete back because we love him and we believe he can help us be a winning team. My counter would be, maybe, and I thought of that too. But what I do know definitively, and nobody can dispute this because it's fact, the Mets have not been good enough. End of story, period, fact, exclamation point, however you want to punctuate it. The Mets have simply not been good enough for years. So what do? Do you say, well, we haven't been good enough, but Pete's been good. But Nimmo's been okay, but Diaz has been great, and then try to add on top of that? Or do you say, this just isn't working the way that it is, let's strip it down as whichever way we can and build it back up? The biggest issue, I think, right now, well, it's two issues. One, that there was a deep connection, especially with Pete Alonso.
Oh, yeah.
From Mets fans.
Nice, I mean, post, I know Nimmo, nice post from his wife, too, yes. That was pretty cool.
I know Nimmo cool. and Diaz, too. It's a little bit different
yep.
with Pete.
Yep.
So that, and the other, and this is the biggest issue, they just don't trust David Stearns. They didn't trust David Stearns when he was winning, let alone after last year. The idea, they don't trust even Cohen to, Mets fans are delusional to a level where they don't trust Steve Cohen to spend money while Steve Cohen spends more money than everybody else.
That shifted. See, that's where it shifted. I thought Cohen, just based on the way he, you know, waltzed in the anti-Will Pons, and obviously a little rocky early on. A couple of the GMs, he had to kind of find his footing, whatever. A couple of managers got rid of Buck after a really good year. We know what happened here. But he, I think that Cohen, the energy that he's feeling now, which is as negative as it's been, not quite like Stearns, but, you know, it's not everybody's 100% believing that Cohen is going to try to do the right thing, which I do at this point. I know you do as well. But there are people now saying, and this came up on the show the other day, wow, he just did all this. It was a front for Metropolitan Park. I mean, if you really believe that, I'm not going to rant and rave and try to change your mind. We'll ultimately get the answer. If Metropolitan Park, when it's up and it's fully erected and, it, you know, the casinos are humming and you're getting steaks and playing roulette, if the Mets payroll is slashed in half, well, guess what? Steve Cohen bent you over. That's not going to happen.
Right. Of course that's not going to happen. Mark is calling from Manhattan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How are you? Just checking in. I want to say, great show. I've been listening to the fans since it started. And on the sports programming side, outside of Mike and the Mad Dog, you two are the best pair I've heard. So good luck with it. Whatever turns out, you guys have a great future in front of you. On the Yankees, all they need to do, if they re-sign Bellinger, is upgrade third base and shortstop, and they'll be fine. Their team is still solid, but they got to re-sign Bellinger.
Yeah, I mean, they do need Bellinger back, and thank you for the call, Mark. I'm curious to see how far they'll go for Bellinger. I think the Yankees have interest in Bellinger, and Bellinger has interest in coming back, which is why I think ultimately it's going to happen. But let's just say a team like the Mets extends to 7 years or 8 years, whatever ridiculous number it would be that the
he's
Yankees...
He's not worth 8 years. It's insane. Okay, I don't think he's worth seven.
Okay,
I like him.
Maybe me neither, but... I mean, you said the same thing about Pete, and yet one team gave it to him. Maybe it's the Dodgers. Who knows? I'm just saying that the Yankees have their line at, what, 6 years for Bellinger?
I would think it's six, or if the money's not preposterously, you know, maybe a seventh.
Okay.
Maybe. There's no way they're going eight.
So the determining factor, much like with Soto, is going to be, but again, it's a different player with maybe a different mindset, is the extra year going to be enough to have Bellinger leave? Because the Yankees aren't going to go to the extra year to keep him. But will Bellinger instead stay with the Yankees for a year less? And, you know, $25 million less, whatever.
Like a little hometown.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that's the only thing TBD. We know the Yankees want him, and we know Bellinger wants to be back. So the question is, well, what are the other offers, and how far will the Yankees go? And I feel like the Yankees are going to draw their line in the sand.
Yep.
And then it's going to be a matter of, if there's a team that's willing to leapfrog them for even a year, will that be enough? I'm not so sure it will. With Soto, I knew it would be enough.
Mm-hmm.
With Bellinger, I'm not so sure that's going to be enough to get him to leave. That's going to be the deciding factor.
With Soto, now they came up short ultimately. The Yankees kept going and going and going and going and going and going into uncomfortable terrain for them, right? I'd say, in terms of really putting a legit offer on, the Yankees were inside the 5-yard line. Like, they didn't, you know, stall out at the 19. They didn't just get into the red zone. Like, they were moving toward the end zone, and then the Mets said, no, we're going to spike it, and we're scoring the touchdown. And then the Yankees were like, all right, that's it. Yankees aren't going that far for Bellinger. They're not going to run, I don't mean $800 million, clearly, but they're not going to run the race to retain his services like they did for Soto. They're going to tap out a lot sooner if it starts to get a little irresponsible. And I do think the Soto contract is irresponsible, as I've said many times, right? But they're not going to go to that length to keep Bellinger. And that worries me a little bit. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of things about the Yankees, whether they trade Jazz, what's Volpe look like after the surgery, how does Cole come back, how's Rodon come back, how about the bullpen besides Bednar, who's playing first base, what about the kids, Dominguez, Jones, this, that. I could rifle off a million things that I'm interested, excited about, worried about the Yankees. The one thing, and I don't care what he says, I don't care what he says, the one thing that has labeled this, to me, a failure so far is the stupid qualifying offer for Grisham. This messed up everything that I think that everything they wanted to do. That this is not a how thing. This is not a Boone thing. This is a Cashman thing who messed this up and misread it. He didn't think that he was going to sign. I didn't think he was going to sign, but I'm not the general manager for the Yankees. So if I make that mistake, no harm, no foul. When he makes that mistake, it impacts everything. Well, now you might have less money for Bellinger. Well, if you don't get Bellinger, you might have less money for Tucker. That is the one thing that happened a month ago that everybody's kind of forgetting about that is impacting now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.